entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right! This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively broadcast on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your goddamn ears and the goddamn place to be. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I appreciate it. Joining me, as always, a bald man who, some might say, some being me, really resembles a fish. Perhaps some kind of a piranha. Or perhaps like a bass. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine, Frank the Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Good evening.
Good evening. Very nice to hear you. I it's been a while. It's been a little bit. We've had a little bit of a break. I'm trying to get rid of this. Don't fucking address it or I will stab you. Okay, there we go. How are you, Frank? How's everything going? Can't complain?
Yeah, whatever. It's all right.
Wow. So an entire week off the show. And how are you doing? What's new is stall right.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
That's it?
That's all I got.
Why rock the boat?
All right, good show, everybody.
Yeah. Now, Frank, it's been a week, and last week...
I think it's been more than a week, hasn't it?
I don't know. I don't... Do I really remember? I don't know. I try to block this out. Well, no, we did one before.
I'm back in the saddle again.
You know, you might not embarrass your kids with that yet, but you embarrass the fuck out of me when you do that occasionally.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
Nobody breaks out into song more than you, dude.
It's true. I do break out into song. I try to do it when I'm in limited company. When I'm around people that couldn't possibly say shit to me. Like you. Like, you have nothing that you could possibly say to irritate me. I had the whole hurricane thing we didn't really talk about because they kind of took my power away last week, so we were off.
Yeah, you didn't have power for a week or so, huh? That must have sucked.
Not a week. And you know what?
That must have really sucked.
You know what? Let's do this. Does anybody give a shit? Whenever anybody expresses to you that they were without power, do you feel anything? Do you hear that and say, "Oh, the TV you would have watched"?
I have to be honest with you. I actually did because we had lost power for less than 24 hours, but and most of it was during the night, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But it's very frustrating, and you have to cope with it. But with you, it was several days, and how did you handle the heat and the humidity?
It was relatively cool, Frank. But what I'm getting at is there's tales along these lines from everybody in our area, except for you with your, you know, you just slept right through it, woke up, wiped the crust out of your fucking fish eyes. I'm sorry, Frank. I
don't even know what that means, but whatever.
I just think that on
I don't have fish eyes.
On your profile, you kind of look like a carp or something.
Which picture?
No, just like anyone. Look at you. Like,
oh.
You have that kind of weird fish lip thing. Anyway, I think
you're looking at me a little too closely.
No, listen, I'm not Ed McGrath obsessing over you. The wallpaper of my iPhone is not a picture of you, as Ed's would be if he owned one. Speaking of which, my iPhone, the only way that I could communicate, surf the web, do anything, for the, 4 days, I think it was? I don't even know. I hear all these people saying, oh, I'm without power, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I had no power, too, but it's not really all that big of a deal, you know?
It is a big deal, because you went to family's house because you didn't have power.
My family helped me out big time.
Right.
Since Amanda is what we like to call a coupon savvy individual, I think that's the politically correct term for hoarder. I don't know what it is, but since she's she likes to get a lot of products at certain prices, our refrigerator, our freezer, they were stocked with shit. They were stocked with shit that was going bad. And you know, there's the whole thing of don't open it up. You open it up once, you're gonna lose it all in 10 hours. It cuts the number of time in half. Well, we didn't open it, and 48 hours into the power outage, all the shit was pretty much garbage in the refrigerator and semi-frozen in the freezer. So we took it over to my sister's house, and my brother-in-law and sister took care of us. They took a lot of our shit, put it in their refrigerator, their freezer. They took out their beer. Frank, are you familiar with what this could do to beer if you refrigerate it and then remove it and put it in sweltering heat?
I'm not aware of that.
It's not good. You can skunk the beer. They willingly skunked their beer for our fucking frozen products. And here's the other thing that irritates me about doing this fucking show. I look over at the chat room and I see naysayer Steve the LARPer saying it won't skunk it, lies. Every time I say something that could happen, he's like, no. It won't happen.
You know what Stephen LARPer's problem is?
What is Stephen LARPer's
problem? He's a contradictor.
Interesting.
That's what Stephen LARPer is a contradictor.
Interesting. Now I remember the last time we were able to do the show, I mentioned that having a drink straight up was just having the fucking drink. And he denied it, or someone denied it. I don't even fucking know. But it got under my skin. Did I point it out? No. I let it build until this very fucking moment where I'm taking it out on Steve LARPer for no reason, Frank. So the long and short of it is, yeah, I had no power, but I wasn't as paralyzed as I'd imagine you would be at the 24-hour mark when you realize, hey, this has been out for quite a while, and I don't know when it's coming back. I think 24 hours. 24 hours is your breaking point, I think. What would you say?
What was that last part, sir?
I would say 24 hours you would give it before it's end times.
If it was the weekend, I would be less paranoid if it was the weekend, you know, like a Saturday or Sunday. But once it got into Monday and whatnot.
Oh, you think you'd let it go into Monday and then wait to worry? Do you think you'd have a pleasant Sunday night?
No, you're right. You're right. I would probably feign in utter terror.
I spoke to you once on the phone in total fucking darkness. You know that kind of dark where you can't even, you put your fucking hand in front of your face, you can't see it. And then 10 minutes later, you can see everything. You have like raccoon vision all of a sudden. You're exposed to no light. Your eyes open up and absorb what little light there is. Well, I'm talking to you on sitting Indian style on my kitchen floor, and you're like, "I'm surprised."
You can still sit Indian style.
What do you mean? Why? Because my people killed them. I'm not allowed to anymore.
No, I can't sit Indian style anymore. Once you become an adult, you really can't sit Indian style.
Wait, once you become an adult, you can't sit Indian style.
No, and first of all, it's pretzels. It's not Indian style. It's sitting as a pretzel. It's crisscross.
Has it really made it that way to the school? Because that's how I learned. My teachers in my formative years have taught me Indian style.
No, you can't say that anymore, my friend.
Why not?
Because it's crisscross applesauce.
No, this is bullshit. See, this is taking it too fucking far. We've gone into, by the way, we go into this Native American horse shit.
I love Native Americans.
I know you do. I know, and it sickens me at every
just
fucking turn.
Just as much as goats.
Just as much as goats. Do you like them on the same level, or do you like goats more than the natives that our white ancestors killed?
Either way, let's get to the point.
Well, no, my point is...
It's applesauce, my friend.
My point is, and it doesn't always have to go back to a fucking food product, you know, why are they so ashamed of being given credit in inventing the best way to sit down on the floor? That I'm telling you, find a better way to sit down on the floor.
Isn't it true that one it's time not like you fell sit? It's not like sit style.
What?
Isn't it true that one time you fell asleep sitting Indian style?
Yes, that is very true. I fell asleep sitting Indian style, and thank you for pointing that out. That was very worthwhile in mentioning.
Thank you.
But find a better way to sit down on a fucking floor than Indian style, or as you call it, crisscross applesauce. You can't do it. And it's not as though sitting Indian style is like laying on your back with a with a fucking tongue hanging out. It's very respectful. You're almost meditating. I don't understand. I mean, I understand the Redskins, all that shit. You know what? It's Indian style, motherfucker. Don't screw that up. Sitting like a pretzel. Shut up. I'm sitting like a noble Native American who's ready to get conned out of New York City by fucking beads. Listen, I don't know. Enough of this shit. Enough of it, Frank. So yeah, I had my iPhone and I'm sitting crisscross applesauce on my fucking kitchen floor, and then eventually you have to go, and I'm like I'm just sitting there observing the dark, and I think you know I could do this. I could just be alone with my thoughts and my feelings. And 30 seconds later, I was playing Fruit Ninja for 3 hours until my battery died. And I had to charge my phone at work the next day. Fruit Ninja Zen Mode, by the way. The score to beat, 248. Thank you very much. 248. Zen Mode. Can you do it on your piece of shit? What do you have, the iPhone 2? What iPhone do you have, Frank?
I have the iPhone 3G. The G stands for generation, third generation.
Nice. And they're up to what generation now?
Next month, they'll be coming out with a 5.
Oh. So much like your jorts and nurse shoes, your phone has fallen into obscurity as well.
Right. So, and I actually had thought that you had a 3GS, and I actually made a wager, and I lost $1,000 because of this.
Wait, you... I'm kind of uncomfortable that I am the subject of your bets. You know, it's not like a sporting team.
No, it wasn't
team.
You. It was your phone.
Yeah, but you had to mention me. It's not like the phone that is near him. No,
well,
it's
he was,
hey, I bet Ken has this phone.
No, somebody was making fun of me because I had an outdated phone. And I says, well, No Style's got an outdated phone too.
Okay, so and now I you're says, in now you're in regular discussions about me.
No, I'm really not. Really
why are
not.
You Why are you talking about me?
I'm trying to find other people I know who have iPhones, and I know you just bought one a couple months ago.
More than that. Maybe 6 months, 7th. I don't know. Fuck it. But Frank, the thing is, who are you just in a goddamn powwow? Can you say powwow anymore?
You cannot say powwow.
What do you say when you hang out with people and talk?
Discussion.
Well, I want to make it more down home and foolish, so I call it powwow. Who are you in a powwow with discussing me?
EJ McGrath.
Oh, so you're talking to Ed about my phone, and you said, wait a minute, hold on. Now I'm hearing everything you just said. It's actually registering. You bet money on whether I had an old iPhone.
Right.
And you bet,
I said
and you
that
bet
you had the 3GS, and he said that you had the 4.
And what was the total wager?
$1,000.
$1,000. On whether not the not who's going to win the Super Bowl or who's going to be you know make the not like anything that would be worth betting on,
right?
Whether or not I have a semi new phone,
right.
You bet $1,000 on, and you obviously lost.
So apparently,
when it went down, when you were talking to Ed, and you he said Ken's got the 3GS, and he goes, no, he has the 4, and you said Ken has 3GS. Who's the first to say put money on it?
I was.
So you were so bold as to say, I'll bet you $1,000.
I could have sworn that you had the I could have sworn you had the 3GS.
Well, you know what?
And what happened was he pointed out that you have Verizon. He says if you have Verizon, you have to have at least a 4.
That makes – now this is all making sense because – yeah, I got a text from you. Do you have the 3 or the 4? And I said 4. And then I got a tweet from Ed maybe 20 seconds later that says, don't you have Verizon on your phone? And I take that to mean that I gave you the answer you didn't want to hear, and then you just never spoke to Ed again. 316-768-4472. Joining us on the show, Frank, you might not want to hear from him, but it's Ed. Ed, how are you tonight, buddy?
When am I getting my fucking money?
I like grape jelly.
No, Frank, you owe the man. You owe the man $1,000.
When am I getting my fucking money?
Frank, this is the guy you eat burgers with. You have gone hammock shopping with him.
Excuse me?
You have picked out a nice lawn furniture with him.
I've never done that.
You flipped through the big three-ring binder of patterns for his new couch, and you said no. That one's way too bold for you. You went through about 25 pages of patterns and fabrics with him. This is your boy. This is your boy, Ed, and you bet $1,000 on something, and you lost. The question, right. Ed, is what?
When am I going to get my fucking money?
What were you just drinking before you said that?
Diet Wild Cherry Pepsi.
Jesus. He's in a wild mood, Frank. He's drinking wild fucking cherry Pepsi. This is not a man to be tinkered with. When is he going to get his fucking money?
You will never get your money. I am a bona fide welcher. Bona fide welcher. I love grape jelly.
Oh, now I get what you were going for before. Yeah. Corny joke. Ed,
that's not the one that I heard. Frank, what was the one you told me about your descent?
Excuse me?
About your descent. Where you come from. You were of...
Oh. We were discussing nationalities, and I told him that I was actually not Italian, that I was, in fact, half Welsh, half Hungarian. I'm well hung.
Oh, God damn it. Sometimes, Frank, I just... Like, these are the moments where I would refuse that... I would deny that I know you. Because you said that. Just absolutely hideous.
Have you ever heard that joke before? No.
Of course I've heard it.
Oh.
I think that was in fucking Grumpy Old Men. I think that was actually a stock line they worked into the fucking script of Grumpy Old Men. So, Ed, were you even expecting to get a goddamn cent out of this fucking dick?
Well, no. Because he has a history of welching on bets. Frank, you want to tell him about the last bet that you made that you lost?
Oh, was that the 40 before 40 challenge?
No. This is well after that.
So you just have
apparently,
a string of
Ed
lost
has a couple
bets.
Of catchphrases that he's coined. And one of his catchphrases is...
The money's on the dresser.
I have no comment on that.
One of his catchphrases is, you're not too bright, are you? That's what he says. You're not too bright, are you? And he has pounded this catchphrase ad nauseum into the ground.
Ugh.
And for a while, I was saying it too.
Yeah, but the thing is, Frank, he's talking to you every time you hear it.
Yeah.
That is true. So I said to him that, I think that saying is played out. You better stop saying it. I'm going to stop saying it as well. And I said that if I ever say it again, I will stick a broomstick up my ass.
And I'm guessing that you said it again.
I accidentally said it again, and of course I'm not going to stick a broomstick up my ass. So.
Yeah. So, Frank, at this point, why would anybody be a friend to you? Like, what value is there to have you as a friend?
If it was a bet of less than $1,000, I probably would have paid.
No, you wouldn't have.
Let me ask you this.
I guarantee you, even if it was $500,
I pay my bets.
If it was $500, you wouldn't. And from what I hear, you got that coming in.
First of all, there was no handshake.
What did you, after you lost the broomstick up the ass bet, what did you say about bets and welching on them? Certain ones that you did and certain ones that you didn't? Could you repeat that?
Well, Frank doesn't want to, Frank will welch on a bet that would degrade the way black people get married. He doesn't want to involve broomsticks or anything like that because that's just racist and insensitive. But other bets that require him to actually pay any sum of money, he'll also welch on those too. So basically, he's going to welch on any bet. Is there any bet?
That's not what he said.
Oh, he said he would actually go through with it.
What did you say, Frank?
I said when it involves money, I don't welch.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Interesting.
You said yourself, admit to me, that you wouldn't have paid $1,000 either, so go fuck yourself.
Well, I knew that Ken got his iPhone from Verizon, and I knew that Verizon only has the 4G iPhone, or excuse me, the iPhone 4, so I knew I couldn't lose this bet.
Yeah, exactly.
So you owe him
You owe him $1,000or a third romantic dinner.
Well. No shit.
Oh, God damn it, Frank. God fucking damn. I want to take a salad fork and just rake your fucking forehead till it bleeds. Yeah, Ed, you're never going to, like, this. It's doomed. Anytime you bet money or anything with Frank, he's never going to follow through. Frank, grow your beard out.
No, I can't do it. I won't do it.
Frank, lose 40 pounds in fucking 12 months. I'm busy. You know, like, any challenge we put forward, he may, you know what, have you ever completed one, Frank?
I don't think so.
Even if you had, it's the same. You get your end of the bargain, and nobody else gets theirs.
That's true.
Yeah, because you're selfish. You need to admit that. You might not be selfish, but you're at least self-y. You're, like, on the borderline of selfish. You're slightly selfy. You look out for your goddamn self. I don't know. Ed.
He's not only across the border. He's fucking three quarters into the country. He is.
You took a long way to say that, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, that was pretty bad. You are self-admittedly
at this
selfish.
At this point, I didn't even know what you're talking about, Ed. I just want to let you know. But yeah, he is absolutely selfish. Ed, I mean, is he a giving lover at least, Ed?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Marvin that.
Okay, slightly good one there, Ed. Ed, you're not getting the money, even though Frank has had a recent. He's got at least two $500 checks in the mail.
You know,
from what I hear, and you're not getting any of it, so. It's okay.
The best part about it is just the build up to the moment where he had to make that phone call to tell me that he fucked up. You know, that's much more valuable to me than, you know, any kind of sum of money.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Okay.
You're not going to relish him having to walk, like, for $1,000, like, who gives a shit how he fucking says it? He could engrave an iron plaque, send it to you. Who cares? You want the money. And Frank,
he doesn't like admitting that he's wrong.
He doesn't. Frank, are you ever wrong?
Of course I'm wrong.
Oh, see? He does. He loves
you're the
it.
One who has no, you're the one who has a problem admitting you're wrong.
I don't like being wrong. I don't like being wrong. But when I am wrong, Frank, do I admit
nah,
it?
You will find some type of loophole that will make you not wrong. You'll say, oh, but there's some kind of caveat of some sort. Let's not call a spade, my friend.
So I'd find a way to make myself right.
Exactly.
And by making myself right, I'm no longer wrong.
Exactly.
So how is that fucking bad? Like, is there any way you could have made yourself right in this?
No.
Ed, by the way, Ed, did you lose power at all?
No. As I was telling Frank, my biggest inconvenience during the hurricane
not getting to
was,
see Frank.
No, as I went out to Dunkin' Donuts to get my iced coffee the next morning, and it was
and
closed.
And cream donut.
Excuse me?
And your cream donut.
My cream donut? That kind of sounds a little homosexual.
Okay. Listen, I don't want to get in between you two crazy star-crossed lovers here, but I'm going to have to hang up. Ed, thank you very much. You had to know you weren't going to get anything.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Well, thank you for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it.
Later.
Frank, you're a worthless, worthless person. So nothing has been going on with you at all?
Well, I've been playing some more live GTA on my Xbox.
I thought this was your son's Xbox.
Yeah, but I've been playing it, and I'm playing with, some
So some you, you've been playing... What game?
I've been playing live with some.
You were playing multiplayer games?
Yeah. I was playing with some 6-year-old kids. So.
Oh yeah, I mean that's all. That always happens though when you play. I mean, it's a youthful game. Like there's a lot of adults, but more often than not, you're going to end up hearing kids on the microphones. I mean, that's just a common occurrence. So
right.
I mean, you seem a little bit like odd about this.
No. I mean. But I'm not – when I play, I'm 8 years old, in other words. I'm Bob.
Wait.
Long story short, I pretend like I'm a child when I play the game. I pretend like I'm an 8-year-old kid.
So when you play Grand Theft Auto, you have actually given yourself a name and an age.
Yes, I'm Bob.
You have a name and a fucking eight years old, you say you are?
Yes, because I don't want people to know my real age.
Wait a minute. Is this something that you do the minute you hear children?
Like, no. Like, if my son's playing and he can't play, if he has to go upstairs, I'll take over controls, and I'll just pretend like I'm his older brother.
So, but you play by yourself sometimes. You don't always initiate the game, right? Like, I mean, do you?
Yeah, I know. He's got to be there already. I don't sit there and see people out.
So, you're playing Xbox, and because there's kids on the mic and you can hear them speaking, you decide to change your voice and disguise your identity.
Right.
To be a child of 8 years old. A child on their level.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I don't want to startle the kids.
One that they might befriend.
Right.
One that they might become comfortable with enough to go and maybe meet at an ice cream place.
I'm not sure about that.
Do you realize what you're doing? It's the same tactic that pedophiles do.
I'm not doing anything illegal, my friend.
Yeah, but you're pulling the same fucking game that like a kid toucher pulls in chat rooms. Like, they pick names like Bobby, age 8. And they're like, hey, wait a minute. Do you speak to them?
I speak to him in a fake voice.
You don't speak to them in a fake voice. You just made that
shit. Hi, I'm Bobby.
No, you don't. Shut the fuck up, Bobby.
That's what I say.
We have a question coming in from Kremling, my buddy Kremling. He's thrown out a poll to everybody in the chat room. And obviously, if you're listening live on a Tuesday night, that's the place to goddamn be on HeroesTalk.com. He says, which is greater? The number of hours that you've played Grand Theft Auto this year, or the number of dollars in your son's college fund? Which is greater? That you've added this year?
I'd probably go with the GTA.
So you've played... If you've played 20 hours of Grand Theft Auto, you've put in less than a fucking 20. That's pretty amazing.
Pretty much. No, it's all in good fun. Nobody got hurt.
You pretend to be a child, and you actually... Tell me, are you joking with this voice? Can I hear... Can we get a little taste of it?
I am Bobby!
So if I pretend to be like... Let me pretend to be one of your son's online buddies. And Luke just says, oh, I'm going to go away. I'm going to do something. Oh, okay, Luke. I'll see you later. Okay. We're going to still play, though. And then what do you do?
I'm Luke's brother, Bob. I want to play, too.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
And that's what I do.
You don't have to do that shit. What is to gain from doing that?
Kill the time.
You better hope that someone's dad doesn't burst into the den with a fucking tumbler of scotch and hear an obviously fake child voice talking to his son. You better pray that that doesn't happen. Because they're going to catch it out of context. You're going to say something like, yeah, I really blew up that motherfucker, right? Man, what a dickhead. You're going to say something that has a tinge of sexuality to it, and it's going to be overheard by an adult, and your IP is going to be traced because the complaint's going to be made, and you're going to be arrested. And you know what that little dot on the map is going to represent? Right over your fucking 360? The fact that Bobby, age 8, was actually Bald Frank, age 45.
I'm 41.
Oh, well, does it really make a difference? Does it make a difference, Frank? I don't know. Do you have any shame about doing that, or is that just you don't care?
It's all in good fun.
It's all in good fun until somebody accuses you of being a kid fucker. I got news for you, Frank. I disagree. I think it's pretty fucking disgusting.
No, nobody asked you.
You did.
Oh yeah.
You really did, actually. Oh shit, Frank. What do you? You say you work all day, but you play all these games. You're becoming a gamer dad now.
No. This, you know, I gotta be honest with you, this is probably over the weekend when I had a couple hours to spare. But it's. I've been pretty busy overall. I really haven't had much time.
Would you say you play with your child in non-video game related fashion?
Yes, we actually played Concentration before the show started.
Like Classic with Trebek? Did he win the Fiat?
No, the Fiesta.
Oh, nice. I loved that show. The show was the best because you win a key that might work. It's like if it doesn't work, you basically get what? A couple hundred bucks?
Something like that.
The prize money on game shows really ramped up in like the last 15 years?
I don't know if you remember, but there used to be a show called Joker's Wild back in the 70s and 80s. And it was so low budget. Have you ever seen the program?
Yeah, on the Game Show Network.
Okay. Do they show the original Joker's Wild?
I don't fucking know. Okay? I don't know if it's the original. Okay, well then I don't know if it's season 3. I know I've seen it.
Okay, well.
How about you continue?
The original Joker's Wild with Chuck Berry, who, by the way, was the host of 21, that Game Show 21 back in the day when they had that scandal. He was the same host there with Dan Enright as a producer. The show was so low budget that when they would spin the lever there, the thing would get stuck in the halfway between one and halfway between the other.
Wow, what would they do then?
And he would go, Joker, Joker, Joker.
Wow, must have been so good when you were a kid. It must have been great. Frank, I got news for you. I've probably never seen that show. I absolutely just lied to you.
Well, it's hard to have a discussion with you if you've never seen it. Mm.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. Well, Frank, it was a bit before my time.
That's true.
It's true. Absolutely. I don't want to pull teeth with you or anything like that. I had a hardship, okay? I didn't have power.
Yeah, get over it.
You know, I tried to buy a generator. I sent my father out to go get a generator.
Obviously, they were sold out. Come on.
I heard of a place that had 50 at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. And by 10, they were all gone.
You had to go to Pennsylvania to get them.
Yeah, you know what, Frank? We didn't get it. We didn't even borrow my parents. We just fucking toughed it out. And that's all.
Well, in most cases, most people who buy the generators are individuals who have sump pumps and they don't want the sump pump to stop. So with you, I don't think you're in a flood area, so I don't think it was really a concern.
Well, a lot of the houses, we don't have a basement here because
it's a bi-level home.
Excuse me? Like, you know, how about I tell the details of the house?
I apologize.
You know, if I say we, you don't have to, you know, put verbal heads-up display of stats like a fucking baseball game.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
All right.
What was that?
My daughter was saying goodnight.
Which one?
Kayla.
You know, you never talk about your daughters. You always talk about Luke.
Whatever. I'm not.
Say one nice thing about your daughters, please.
I love them very much.
Stock. Very stock line. Do you even know their name? We already discovered you don't know their birth dates.
I had to think about it.
Interesting. Did they ever give you a number one dad mug or hat or shirt?
Oh, I got all that stuff.
You should burn it right now because it's untrue.
No. It's good.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you continue with your story? Because we're all waiting with bated breath.
Well, my story was that I didn't get a generator after all.
Oh.
And unlike the people in my neighborhood, I don't have a basement. But
right.
Everybody
you
talk to.
You have a bi-level house.
Can you not fucking do this? I swear to God. You know what, Frank? You have a goddamn colonial. How about that? And he had a basement.
That's true.
Parquet floor.
That is true.
Right here. Broken bench right outside. Broken little bench swing.
That's not broken anymore, my friend. Let me ask you a question.
Who fixed it? Because you didn't.
No, you're right.
They're outside of Frank's porch. There's like the typical little swing. I guess him and
swing.
Yeah, him and Donna might sit out there with a cup of cider. And he might sneak his arm around her and bring her in close. And I'm guessing the chain on his side fucking tore off the roof of the porch. And there it sat for years. As long as I've known you, it's been fucking busted. And so who fixed it?
A friend of the family fixed it.
Like when he saw it for the eighth time, he's like, you know what, this is bullshit.
Yeah, he said, I'll come and fix that for you when he fixed it.
Did you ask him or he just offered?
No, he volunteered.
Yeah, you know why people volunteer to fix things? Because they're tired and embarrassed for you.
That's probably true.
They're tired of seeing things in just fucking disarray.
But let me ask you this. What's the deal with your, you know, talking about doing work around the house?
Yes.
No, you've owned your house for quite
a while.
A year and a half or so.
Quite a while. Yes.
Do you still have paint cans and drop cloths in your living room?
I most certainly do. Yeah.
At what point are you getting to get tired of looking at these paint cans and drop cloths? I know you always say, I say to you, why don't you just hire somebody to finish this? And you're like, no, I want to learn to do it myself. Okay, but at what point do you say to yourself, you know what? I'm sick of looking at these fucking paint cans and drop cloths. At what point do you then hire somebody?
You know what?
Fuck face.
I'll let you know when I hit that point. Now, I'm going to tack on an extra month. Just because it bothers you so fucking much.
But are you at the... I want you to be honest with me. Don't try and not agree with me because you don't want to. Are you getting tired of seeing the bank hands drop cloths? Honestly.
Oh, of course, Frank. Of course. Are you getting tired of seeing your menorah wallpaper upstairs? I'm sorry, your Star of David wallpaper? The original owners of your home put up and you couldn't bring yourself to bring it down?
Now, we all know you're making a good living. Okay, and plus you're...
First of all, how does anybody know what I'm making?
Well, listen, we all know what you do for a living. Let's be honest. And your chick makes a nice buck, and you got no kids, and you got the world by its balls. You live your life for Riley.
Frank,
okay?
I'm glad that you've tabulated my potential wealth and have it in your fucking head ready to spit out at all times.
Okay, so Lord knows that you can afford to have this stuff done. Okay, just stop being a cheap fuck. Hire somebody to finish what you got to finish and get rid of the fucking paint.
How about
cans,
this, Frank?
Right?
How about this?
It's a fucking drag.
How about this? Your job requires you to travel, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So now you're getting on me about being lazy or being a slob or whatever it is you're getting on me about. How about maybe you take a fucking Dundee knife and scrape off the fucking cemented on ice cream from your fucking seat? You fucking embarrassment. You sit on that shit. It looks like the bottom of a fucking canary cage that didn't have paper in it ever. Actually, perfect example is when you get an aluminum garbage can and you never put a bag liner in it. And about 1 month into it, that fucking crust, that black mung sticky adhesive shit that's on the bottom of the can is everywhere on every surface of your car. Some people may have a steering wheel that's worn out where their hands are. Not Frank. He has fucking stalagmites of scum. Scum everywhere. And now people are getting on me about being mean to you. I was being quite nice to you, Frank. Granted, I said that your weight destroyed your porch bench. So maybe I'm not being too much of a fucking prince.
Listen to me.
I'm sorry.
Aren't you embarrassed when you have family over and they're seeing these fucking ladders in your fucking living room that have been there for a year and a half?
No, I'm not embarrassed.
I mean, it's a fucking obstacle course in your goddamn house, for Christ's sake.
It is in that one part of it. It is.
I mean, every day you get up and see these fucking drop cloths, enough's enough. Just hire somebody to finish the fucking thing. I mean, how much longer are you going to let this go on for?
I don't know, Frank. You know, I was going to do it, but I bet you something and won, and I didn't get the money. So I can't afford the Mexicans and the sandwich that I would give them for lunch.
Let's be honest. All right, let's call it the way it is, okay? At what point would you say by Christmas, if it's you'll be at the point where, you know what, fuck it, I got to hire somebody? I mean, how long will it go on for?
It might go on as long as I want it to go on. How about
that?
Yeah. As long as I want it to fucking go on. You know why, Frank? Because I own this fucking house.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah, I own a house too. What are you?
So every little
fucking house. We all own fucking houses. What do you think you
don't? Not all of us, but there are some of us that don't. The thing is, Frank, I own this. And whatever I want to do to it, I'm going to fucking do to it. Within the realm of the law. Within the bounds of the fucking law. If I want to leave paint cans there, if I want to leave splotches on the goddamn wall because I didn't like 17 colors, maybe I'll do that.
You got 15,000 fucking swatches of green on your fucking room. Enough's enough already. Jesus H. Christ.
You know what, Frank? It's not your concern. Because the minute we clean up that room, there'll be no rustic nuts for you to steal, you fucking candy thief. Like a fucking 8-year-old. Yeah, actually, you know what? Bobby age 8 is a perfect online disguise or alias, because when you the way you behave around piles of candy is absolutely like an 8-year-old would.
That your chick is a hoarder. She really is a hoarder of.
First of all, I didn't say she was a hoarder. Okay. No. I didn't say that. She is, but I didn't say that. Now, what are you saying, Frank?
Well, I mean, she has, but between you and your paint cans and drop cloths, and the incident and the balsam, the well of balsam shampoo.
What? What are you talking? Wait, I'm sorry. The well of balsam. What the fuck are you saying?
Isn't there shampoo called well of balsam or something? I don't fucking know.
I honestly have no idea.
I don't
even know what the fuck you were talking about.
I'm sorry.
What? Were you going anywhere? Oh my
God. I was, but it's not important right now.
You know what is important, Frank? You know what is important? Communication. Understanding people. Being face-to-face with people and knowing what to do, what to take in, and what to fucking say. And you know where the best to try that out, Frank? You know where?
See,
oh, Christ.
Yes, I do. ICU.com.
Yeah. You know what? Refund coming out, guys, this month. ICU.
And the number two.
That's ICU2. It's ICU2.com. Download it. It's free to try on your Windows fucking PC. I don't know if they have a Mac version, because every time I ask them if they want me to update the old read, then they just say you're doing fine. So, hey, Mac version probably coming soon. May already be out. Go to ICU2.com and just fucking try it. Give it a goddamn shot. And when you're on there and you see the girls only showing their face, just pretend that you don't know that they're hideous. And when you see the dudes with no fucking sleeves on their shirts, constantly ripping from a fucking bong and in the same room every time you see them, just say, hey, I guess you are in different rooms, and I just happen to always catch you sitting in the same room doing the same thing every time I see you. When I go to ICU2.com. Now, to spell that, it's ICU and then 2, like the number, .com. Whatever. Great way to end that read, Frank. Ah, whatever. You know the thing that irritates me most about you?
What's that?
The fact that you still breathe. Frank, it's back to work. Labor Day, you know, weekend. We had a bit of a break. You didn't. Did you work yesterday?
I did work yesterday, yes.
I didn't. It was glorious.
Well, you know what? If I wanted to take the day off, I could have taken the day off.
Yeah, but no, you can't, because you won't let you ever take a fucking day. Has your wife ever, I'm curious, has your wife ever asked you to take more time for the family?
She knows when I'm busy that I have to work in order to make ends meet. So I don't think she really says that. Perhaps maybe in the past she said that, but I think she understands.
She's gotten it by this point.
Yeah.
She knows where her bread is buttered.
I gotta be honest with you, I usually take Saturdays off. I usually take Saturdays off.
Wait, you don't even take Sunday?
No, Sunday's a work day.
Jesus. Man, that sucks. You know, I don't know if we've ever talked about what industry you're in. And I don't think
It's not important.
Okay. Well, I guess I can't mention what I was about to say. It's somewhat related, but I just won't say it, Frank. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. So you didn't... See, here I am thinking that you at least took the weekends, you know, in the summer to maybe take your family to the beach.
Went to the beach. We went to the boardwalk. We went to the beach. We did that, you know.
When did you do that?
You know, let me tell you what game I always win at the boardwalk. This is one game I always win at. I will beat anybody in this game. It's when you take did we discuss this already?
No.
When you take the water gun and you shoot in the little clown mouth and you wait for the balloon to pop or for something to slide up to a certain pole.
Yeah.
I always win. no matter how I play, I always win, because the concentration and the attitude I have when I'm playing this will always let me win this game. Always. And the trick to this game to get the good prizes is you have to wait for the whole line to be full up.
Oh, okay.
All people have to be full up to get the good prizes. Playing with one or two people won't help.
You ever not have enough people and try to ring people in to play? You ever buy somebody a round of this shitty, awful game? You like the gun game or the water gun game or whatever you want to call it.
Are you familiar with this game?
I've played it a few times, and I've won. I got news for you. I think I would beat you.
Well, you know what? I won more than you.
I think I would beat you.
You will never beat me.
Because you know why? I would turn it into the opening segment of the Hogan Family and just start shooting you.
That's a very obscure reference.
Until you were forced into laughter. When you're shooting this water, do you envision the clown face to be Ed McGrath's? And do you envision the gun to be your dick? Is that why you're so focused and you win every time, not spilling one drop?
No.
So that's what you go to. That's what you do when you're at the
show.
There
was also a game another game that I would go to in the past, and this was a game where you pound a hammer on a lily pad, and there's these rubber frogs in the lily pad. You bang the ladder on this plunger.
Bang the ladder on the plunger.
You bang the hammer on this thing, and it's like and you pound it, and it jumps through the little frogs into a lily pad. Are you familiar with this game?
Yeah, and you have to get them on the pad.
Right. I was good at that for a while, but I stopped doing that because it just got too expensive.
How are you good at it if it gets expensive?
There was another game that was out.
Wait,
for
no, you just fucked that up.
And let me tell you a couple tricks of the trade about – a lot of people don't know this. Are you familiar with a game where you have to throw a softball in a little a bushel basket, if you will?
Yes, and it is a bushel basket.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
Let me tell you the little trick about that.
Backspin.
The trick about that is there's a trick to that.
The trick about that is there's a trick to it.
Right.
Figure it out.
Okay. The trick is – that.
Oh my god! What's the trick?
I don't remember the trick at the moment.
Are you serious? Are you fucking serious?
I swear to God, I just lost it.
So you just went earlier in the show. You said I was too old to be sitting Indian style, or as you say, crisscross applesauce. Yet you just went on this half-hour pointless diatribe rant on fucking boardwalk games that you actively play. You're talking about your rank in fucking softball toss, like Pristine talks about his gold medals on Rock Band 2. You're proud of these accomplishments.
Oh, let me ask you a question.
Oh, Christ. Go ahead! Oh, my God. Are you actually, like, thinking of a question now?
I'm just trying to remember the question I had.
What is wrong with your fucking brain?
It's the way the basket is tilted. And either I think that if you have a ball in there already, like if you throw a ball – oh, I know how it is. I know. I got it. The trick is usually you have to get like two out of the three balls in there, okay? So what happens is if you throw one ball in there and it stays, it's almost impossible to throw another one in there with the ball already being in there. In other words, if you have a better chance of getting the ball in there if there's no balls in there. So what happens is if you get the first ball in there, you're like, oh great, I just have to get one more in. It'll never go because it won't go take because there's already a ball in there.
Thank you for that, Frank.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't follow it at all. I don't get it. Could you please explain it to me?
All right.
You said there's a basket.
There's a bushel basket and a softball. And by the way, the softball is much lighter than a typical softball. Okay, so when you throw the ball in the basket, you may get the first one in, but it's quite impossible to get the second one in with the ball already being in the basket. If that ball was removed from the basket, then you could probably get the second one in. But once there's a ball in there,
this is like, you know what this is like? This is like when you ask a child how school was, like the kindergarten through second grade. They say things you could not possibly care less about.
Now, there's another game called the milk bottle throw. The trick to that is you have to get the milk bottle.
Hold on. You're reading this. You're reading this from somewhere.
I am not reading anything.
Admit that you looked it up on Google. You looked up Boardwalk Games.
I swear
games.
To God, on my kids, I did not look anything up.
Which kid, though? Because you never mentioned your daughters.
All
on
the kids.
All of them. Wow. You swear on
the
all of
them.
The
way I saw this is a couple years ago, one of the cable shows did this thing where they would tell you how they revealed magic tricks.
Oh, God. And the guy had the whores dancing and
right,
he threw
right.
knives
at him. Do you remember that?
Him. Yes.
He
I
had
do.
A face
the
mask.
The Secrets
on.
Of Magic. Yeah, yeah. He looked right. like a raisin.
Right.
He had a black mask with little white wrinkle
this
lines.
This network also did a show with the same nature on how to beat carnival games. And I'm just getting this from memory. Okay.
Okay. And you studied
now,
this. You by the way, you studied this like a gambler on the way to Vegas reading a blackjack book.
With the milk jug, with the milk bottles, you have to hit the two bottles in the bottom in the middle
yeah.
for it to go down.
Yeah.
That's and the good. Last one, but
why,
not least.
Now, why is that, Frank? Is it because there's three and the two have one on top of them? Like, what the? Of
and
course.
And the last thing is the basketball one. When you throw a basketball into the hoop, that basketball, the rim around that
it's
basketball.
It's smaller than, it's just
smaller
a,
than the typical basketball.
Frank, I want to see you climb the little rope ladder. That's what I want to see you climb.
Have you ever done that?
No, but you know who actually is very good at that and says they can do it at every time?
Stephen Larkin.
Who gives a shit? Nobody. Nobody cares. And here's the thing. When people start talking about their skills, the minute somebody mentions that fucking rope ladder thing and they claim to be good at it, you're instantly someone that they want nothing more
from. Now, let me ask you, when you play the wheels at the boardwalk, are you the kind of fellow who will
play the wheels at the boardwalk? What the fuck are you talking about? The wheels.
The wheels.
What wheels?
The wheel, the spinning wheels at the boardwalk, where they spin the wheel and it lands in a number?
I've never played that. Not at the boardwalk. I've actually played that in an adult casino. The big wheel thing.
You've never seen the wheel where they spin it and there's numbers or colors on it and are you putting me on?
I've never seen that at
are
the boardwalk.
Are you fucking out of your fucking mind? You've never seen that before?
Of course I've seen it. Okay. Of course.
So are you the kind of person who would put like who would look at the wheel and try and get like the four or five colors that are right next to each other and do it that way? Or were you the kind of person who will space
out? By the way,
out?
There are people who've never been to boardwalks of any kind. And to them, I say the big wheel is like the big wheel in a casino. There's numbers, and a few of them are very unlikely, and some of them are more likely. And you put your money or your chip or your fucking ticket or whatever on the number. And then you go and you fucking they spin it and you lose and you say, oh God, if only it kept going, if it went over that one more time, I would have won the Homer Simpson or whatever bullshit, highly flammable fiberglass stuffed piece of shit they're going to give you. That concludes my description of the wheel. So now, are you asking if I'm somebody who bets on the highly unlikely numbers? Is that what you're getting at?
No, what I'm saying is, are you the kind of person who would, like, say red, green, and yellow are right next to each other on the wheel? Are you the kind of person who will bet on the colors or the numbers that are right next to each other, or will you space it out and put, you know, a 16 or a 35 or a 51? You know, do you understand what I'm saying? Or would you,
I love
would
how
you,
you're saying, am I the kind of person, like, there's only two kind of people.
Are you the kind of
and
person
and they all play this game?
Five? Would you? Are you the kind of person who would bet number one through number five?
I don't
are
play
you the kind
of
person who would go five? Number 10, number 25. And what kind of person are you?
I'm the person that doesn't play the fucking wheel. That's what I am. You want me to play a carnival game? I'll throw the softball into the bucket. I'll try and get the little wiffle ball on the red cup. I'll do the water game thing. I don't know. I'll just try and throw the thing to earn some toy that's going to get thrown out at some period of time from now.
Have you ever won a goldfish at a carnival?
I have never won a goldfish, no. No, I never have.
I have.
You have? What happened to him? Is he still around? Is he
no,
still
but I remember when he died, oh. I cried like a baby.
When did you get him?
I was in sixth grade.
Did you name him?
I think I named him Oliver.
Why did you name him Oliver?
Because I won him on Oliver Street. The name of the street that I was on was Oliver Street. So I named him Oliver.
Very good. Okay, Frank. So we've discussed that whole boardwalk thing. Now, by the way, no mention of games your kids play, because I'm picturing it as your kids are begging you for singles to play games, and this is serious time for you.
Could I just? There's one more trick that I just wanted to let you know, if you don't mind. Have you ever done the darts at the balloons?
Yes.
Okay. Let me tell you why you will never win at that. Because what happens is,
I've won at that.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
The reason why it's very difficult
I won it. What the fuck do you want from me?
Hey, fuckface, let me finish. Is because all
they're
the
not,
time...
They're not inflated all the way.
Do you have any Seinfeld impressions that you can do? I'm sorry. Why is it impossible, even though it isn't? Because I did it.
Get it? It's not important.
No, tell me why. Why can't you do it? The balloon
because
and dart
game. The
balloon's
not inflated all the way.
Bingo. Oh, God damn it.
God damn.
So you go to these things every year? Is that what you do?
I should like to do it once a year. Do they have? Did they have the boardwalk where you went down to your vacation or no?
No, they don't do that shit there.
You know, you're lucky. You missed that. If you were 1 week earlier, you would have been up Schitt's Creek.
I've seen some of the pictures from the Outer Banks and some video and shit. And there's a lot of people who normally wouldn't be wearing shirts, not wearing shirts, but now they're in waist deep water.
Wow.
I mean, a lot of the streets are blown out and shit. And you know, it's they're ready for it. I mean, that's what they do. They get this every year. Every year the shit happens. I mean, if something happened to you every year, you'd be ready for it, right?
I don't think it happens every year, but whatever.
You don't think that they get some kind of fucking terrible storm
that
every
extent.
Year?
Dude, listen to me. I know
their houses are built on fucking stilts.
I know
they're ready.
Because everybody has already said it. But how fucking wild was it that we had a hurricane and earthquake in the same week? I mean, think about it. That will never happen again in your lifetime. I guarantee it. It will never happen again in your lifetime.
Why would you ever guarantee? Like, you make the worst guarantees.
I guarantee you it will never happen again in your lifetime.
At what expense? At what loss to yourself if it happens? An earnest, my bad? Like, what the? Why would
you
ever guarantee
something?
My
bad was developed by Minute Bowl. He was a basketball player.
By who?
He didn't know how to say bad.
I'm sorry, who came up with this?
Minute Bowl. He was a basketball player.
Minute Bowl.
He was a basketball player, and he didn't know how to say that he did something wrong. So he was, oh, my bad. And that's how the word my bad, that's how that phrase started, was by Minute Bowl.
No, actually, the story I told you, Frank, is that he didn't know how to say my fault. So instead of that, he said my bad.
Right.
And that was Minute Bowl. Yes. Wow. Man, you are hideous. And I like how you tried to steal that. And that might even be fake, by the way. Might even be fake. You just presented it as fact.
It's a good story.
Yeah, it's nice. They told it when he died 3 years ago.
He died?
Yes! You can't be 8 feet tall and 100 pounds and live past 40. You just can't.
Is he the one who did those commercials?
He looked like a praying mantis. He really did. He had insect bones. What? What commercials?
Did he do commercials where he kept were referencing him as Yo?
I'll never forget the commercial he did when the Coca-Cola bottle fell from the sky, and then he started using it as tools.
Yeah, we all saw The Gods Must Be Crazy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling it out directly. Frank, I gotta say, you don't really do too much, do you?
In terms of what?
Anything.
In terms of what?
You just passionately spoke about boardwalk games.
It's the simple things in life that get me through the day.
What are some of the things that get you through the day? I mean,
just like opening the patio door and taking a deep breath and smelling the fresh air.
And making fun of your friends? Kicking them when they're down? Pointing out their foibles? Is that what you like?
No.
No. You know, I was looking at Twitter because our friend Jeff was on a cruise, and I saw that he would never cruise again, he wrote. I would never cruise again. And I saw two people ask him, like, essentially, why not?
and he wrote two replies that said, "I'm blogging about it later." Okay, I'll be half interested in why you're saying this. Why? No, just look for my blog entry. It's coming. Okay. You just didn't like it. That's what I'll go on. I now know he doesn't like fucking crew. I'm blogging about it later. And then I said, way to strike while the iron gives a shit. And he goes, did the iron ever really care? And I'm thinking, like, yeah, two different people asked you why. And you said, wait for the blog post. I don't know. To me, Twitter is the number one of all of the social networks that I use. I like that the most. But there is a great deal of annoyance factor on that. And just today, I forget who it was. Maybe it was Veal Chop. Maybe it was Jeff. But someone was asking about Shake Shack. Have you heard of Shake Shack, Frank?
I don't know what that is.
So it's a burger place. Have you ever eaten there?
I've never even heard of it.
So you've never eaten there, right?
Well, if I've never heard of it, then how could I have eaten there?
Exactly. So you've never eaten there. Yes. Now, do you think you should have an opinion of how that place is?
Of course not.
Yeah. So we mentioned, Veal Chop posted a picture of the line, which is famously long. It's always long, like an hour plus.
What town is this in? New York? Or?
Yes, it's in the town of New York.
No, is it in NYC? Is it in the city?
What little village is it in? It's in the city, yes. In the city, there's two of them. And he posts a picture of the line, and it's always long. Always long. And he goes, worth it. Shake Shack, worth it. And then people start asking about it, whatever. And I've eaten there, so I commented that it was good and why I thought it was good. And then we get 95 Sports on Twitter writes, it's all hype. I would never wait an hour for a burger, blah, 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 blah. There's, you know, you want a good burger, In-N-Out, Five Guys. Like, why are you getting in a conversation and having a fucking authoritative response about someplace you've never fucking eaten? If you've never been there, why would you offer alternatives to it? It could be amazing. In fact, it is. But this guy's like, no, it's all hype. Dude, it's all hype. Just fucking hate it. Do you ever experience anything like that where you're talking about something to someone who's never been there downplay it?
Not so much that, but I do have a problem with people who are not parents giving parenting advice. So it's sort of like the same thing, only it's a different genre, if you will.
It's no, and even that.
Oh, it is,
Frank,
the same
thing. It isn't the same thing because at least the people who don't have kids have been kids and have had parents.
But they haven't been parents.
True, but...
Okay, but, then shut your hole.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. People that say that you don't have any kids, so you can't say that. You don't understand how it works. Like, that's bullshit. It's bullshit. I understand there's a lot more to it, but you can extrapolate some of the fucking feeling by having been on the other end of it. I mean, there's so much more that I don't know about not having had kids, but whenever I'm talking to parents and they mention their kids and I give input to you, let's just say, you'll say, well, you don't have kids. That's what you'll say real quick. And I'll say, well, you know, I have been a kid and I have parents and I know how they handled it. So why can't I mention that?
But have you been a parent?
Of course not.
Okay, then. I rest my case.
You don't rest your case. Your case absolutely sucks.
I do rest my case.
No, you know what it is? You know what it is? You don't want to be wrong. That's what it is. You don't want to be fucking wrong.
Are you saying that with a little smirk on your face? I sense a little smirk on your face.
Yeah, I am smirking, Frank.
Well, no shit.
That's about the seventh time you've done that.
I can't. And it's from a movie I never even fucking saw, too.
The seventh time you've done that today.
I can't help it, man.
I mean, I can sympathize. For about a week straight, I've been saying is, man, that's some bullshit. Whenever something doesn't go my way. That's some bullshit. I don't know. I mean, I do get into habits of speech For example, in my early 20s, for about 2 years, every time I mentioned the word money, it would never just be money. It's fucking about it. It was scratch. Man, that's a lot of scratch. Like I'm a card dealer from some fucking prohibition speakeasy. That's a lot of scratch. Ugh. Oh God, is that fucking hideous? Is that hideous? Those are the moments that really just fuck. Like when you think back. You don't ever hone in on those until you're reminded of that. Until you're reminded of specific moments of shit exactly like that. Do you have one that you can think of that you can give us right now? An embarrassing thing that you used to do that you honestly haven't told us before?
I used to say excellent a lot. Oh, excellent. That's excellent. Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. I used to say excellent a lot.
Like a lot, like you just say it 7 times.
Yeah, like if there was a car crash, oh, that's excellent, man. Or if there was something good on the menu, I'm like, oh, that's excellent, man. Excellent, excellent. Oh, that's excellent.
Excellent is pretty bad. Was that around the high tide?
1980 and 1981. I did this.
Fuck you. You know what? You did not do that in 80 and 81.
Oh, I did.
So then, what did they come up with the idea of Wayne's World from you? I have a feeling it was in 89 to 93 that you did it. Excellent.
No. I did it before that. I did it before. That's what I'm saying. I did it in the early, late 70s, early 80s before it even became, in vogue.
In vogue, like the band? Or I'm sorry, the group?
Well, in vogue means something that's, you know, hip, you know, and vogue, a.k.a.
Picture yourself in this situation, Frank.
Picture yourself in a... Go ahead.
You have to go to the bathroom. You have to take a shit. And you go to the bathroom. It takes you maybe 5 minutes to get there. And it's occupied. All the bathrooms are occupied. All of a sudden... the sensation of having to shit goes away. Does this ever happen to you?
Yeah, it's kind of happened to me many times. And I like that when
it happens.
It happens
to me every time I realize, oh my God, every stall at work is occupied. I just go back. I honestly walk into the bathroom, see the 2 closed doors, and walk back to my desk. And then I honestly forget that I have to shit. And I don't know what it is. It's absolutely... where the fuck does it go? Because it's there. If they were unoccupied, I would have shit like you wouldn't have believed. 2 hours later, comes back. I don't think I've ever done that twice in a row. But I don't know. Like, where the fuck does it go? There's a lot of shit... Okay, listen, this is getting fucking disgusting. I'm sorry. I just want to know, is phantom shitting a common thing? The disappearing urge to shit, is that a common thing? This is a call to anybody out there.
I think it's just
there.
Out of sight, out of mind, my friend.
Out of sight, out of mind?
Yeah.
No, I think I'm willing myself not to shit because I see... because it only happens when I see that there's... I have to wait, and I don't want to have... And the issue I have with waiting is that I see the person coming out of the stall, and I go and sit on it. I go and sit on the seat... and there's going to be warmth, and now I have a face to the warmth. And that's what I want to fucking avoid. What was that?
Lots of buffers. Buffers. Lots of buffers. Buffers. Lots of buffers. Yeah.
What is that?
Buffers. Lots of buffers.
No, we all heard it. What is that?
It's just a line from a movie. I can't stop saying
it. Which movie?
The Godfather Part 2.
Can you just never do that again? Because this isn't the first time you've fucking done
buffers. Lots of buffers. Buffers.
Hold on.
Lots of buffers.
I'm closing my eyes right now, and I'm honestly picturing what it would be like to have you down on the fucking parquet floor with my fists around your neck.
Buffers, lots of buffers.
Just to fucking choke the wind out of you. Until the eyes... roll back and the lower eyelids flex Just let it go. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas.
How What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Well, since I'm doing actually pretty good, trying to, you know, get it all done in a work week, but you know how it goes. But
yeah,
you were sitting here talking about embarrassing stuff and talking about shitting, and it vaguely reminds me of a situation that occurred a couple weeks ago, and I'm only saying embarrassing because it feels cathartic to get it out. And since none of y'all work at the place that I'm employed at, I had that feeling that you were talking about. And it's worse when you got to go to the bathroom and you're talking to somebody.
Oh, that's
and,
terrible.
You know, and you're like, you know, you want to cut it short and you're kind of making steps or whatever. But I'm a grown adult. I know usually I've got so many feet or so much time, whatever. And what happens when you miscalculate that and you don't make it? And about 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, I think that happened at my office, at my place of business.
But you didn't make it?
No, I did not.
You shit yourself?
I shit my pants feet away from an executive bathroom in my place of business.
Oh,
and I got in there and, you know, instantly you're like, all right, how can I salvage this? And I couldn't when I realized there wasn't any toilet paper left in there.
Did you just throw things out? Like, you got rid of the pants.
Well, no, ironically, so this is, okay, the only time in the history of whatever that I would ever be happy that my mother actually works for the same company.
Oh, Jesus.
So I had to text message my mom, hey, Mom, I need help. So I can hear her walk up to my office, like, hey, where are you at? And I'm in here.
Well, you have a bathroom in your office, you son of a bitch.
And so she comes over there and she goes, hey, are you okay? I said, I'm okay. She said, what, are you out of toilet? No, I'm not out of, well, I'm out of toilet paper, but it's a little more serious than that. She goes, well, once she's open the door, I can get to you. No, there's a mess in here. And she's, oh my God, this is my mom. All moms are like this in some way. Did you have an accident? And I, yes, Mom. I feel like fucking 5 years old.
God damn it.
And so, you know, who brings spare underwear to work? Maybe, well, if I worked out of my house or something, you know. But,
wait, so this was because you were talking to someone and they held you up and you couldn't make it?
Yeah, they held me. I couldn't make it. I could not at least I miscalculated.
I work with Shawnee Murphy now, and I've actually, like, I had a meeting with him, and I bailed out of the meeting. Within 2 minutes, I said, I have to go. I have to go. I have to take a shit. And I just stormed out. And then, funny enough, at that point, both stalls were closed. I went back. I'm like, I couldn't go. He's like, what are you talking? I'm like, everything was full. He's like, well, if you have to go into there's one in the hallway. I'm like, you know what? I don't have to go anymore. And I made time for the meeting. For some, I don't know how.
Have you ever shit? Okay, it's something you say, shit in weird places. You say, I've shit in a toilet in weird places. But have you ever just, I'm out somewhere. It's happening. There ain't nothing to do. You know, I just got to shit.
No, I've never done that. However, I did shart once while sleeping. While sleeping in my minority groups in American history class. I did that. I didn't think it was me when I woke up, and I gave a very dirty look to the person sitting next to me, and I left. And then I realized, oh, these underwear are garbage now. But yeah, I didn't do that. But the one that in my family that does do that, and I don't know if he's listening. But my dad, when he's got to go, he will go. It doesn't matter. He will pull like. And we're going to just wrap up the show with this, but we came home from the Outer Banks one year, and we were within like a quarter mile of our house, and he couldn't fucking make it anymore. He got out. It was like, I don't know, maybe 2 a.m., something like that. Really early, nobody on the road, and he just went around the side, took a shit right in the road,
There you go.
And I guess he went over to my mom's side of the car, grabbed a roll of toilet paper, wiped his ass, dropped it on the pile. And as we drove away, I was sitting in the back, facing the back, because I would do that, I guess. I would just sit in the cargo area of the
car.
Waving
goodbye to the pile of shit.
And as we walked, I saw like a little fucking brown white mountain. And yeah, my dad actually shit in the road. Couldn't wait. We were 3 minutes away from the house. 3 to 5 minutes away.
Did you go back the next day to look at it or no?
I'm sure it was gone. Probably washed away or driven on or something like that. I mean, he did it in a lane of traffic. It's not like he went over to the shoulder or the grass. He opened up the door on a 3-lane road and took a shit in one of the lanes.
Yeah, my
he couldn't do it. He couldn't hold it anymore.
Yeah, my grandfather built, you know, this beautiful barn, been up in the, you know, 75 years, worked his ass off, does this other stuff, and here's his 30-year-old grandson walk around. I gotta go. It just takes a fucking massive shit in it, because it's got nowhere else to go.
Right, like, in the barn, he worked his sweat into, he planned it out, he made it happen, right. And now he just shit. You shit in it.
Absolutely. Why not? What are we gonna do?
Thank you for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it. HateUsTalk.com. That's the talking to that you desperately need. And, you know, conveniently enough, the latest episode is called A Good Dump.
So, absolutely.
Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it, Clay. Take care. Oh, by the way, speaking of podcasts and friends of ours, there is a fucking excellent podcast. Now, Frank, are you familiar with Best in Show Brian, Pristine Sneakers, and Veal Chop? Are you familiar with those three gentlemen?
Yes.
They have come together to bring you The Geeks of Rage. It's I'm telling you, it's amazing. And it's become the soundtrack of my workday. I listen to podcasts all day long, and the very, very occasionally I'll listen to Pandora, but I'm doing that a lot less now. And the way that they talk about their need to play video games and their need to just to ooze rage and just fucking satisfy whatever little urge that is to break something or to beat something or to accomplish something, which ultimately amounts to nothing to everybody else except somebody with a gaming mindset. The way they discuss that is so fucking enthralling. I hope you all check it out. It's The Geeks of Rage, and the website is geeksofrageshow.com. Geeksofrageshow.com. They're also on Twitter, Geeks of Rage. Frank, I got to say, thank you very much for calling in. I truly appreciate it. You are a moderately average American. Thank you very much. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Bumpers. Lots of bumpers.
That was your opportunity.
Bumpers. Lots of bumpers.
What else were you going to say?
Adios!
Oh. No shit. Thank you. The DJ New Style Show is live every Tuesday night, usually from 9 to 11. Around that. But we always advertise the times that we'll be broadcasting on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Click like, comment, encourage your friends to do the same. It's a good goddamn time. Also, Twitter, I'm DJ New Style, and the bald fuck that just hung up on Skype is The Germ Freak. DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe, download everything we've ever done. Thank you very much, and have a good goddamn week. And for those listening live, I'm going to try to do chat roulette. Last time it didn't work. If it doesn't work this time, I'll have to figure out how to get it to work. We'll see how it goes. DJNewStyleShow.com. Thank you.